If it is Monday, there is art to be discovered, and Annie Dugan has our map to the stars here on 103.3 KUMD. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. There is art, and there's actually an opportunity for you all, if you feel comfortable and safe doing it, to walk your legs down and see art in person. The depot is now open. They have instituted some really important safety protocols and feel confident that they can offer an environment where they can welcome people through the doors, and that includes the Duluth Art Institute. So they have work on view in their galleries this summer, the first being an artist by the name of Kari Hawker-Saitoff. She is a ceramicist and illustrator, which I love that combination, because when we think about those two mediums, there's something really immediate if you are an illustrator to a certain extent. You know, there's a direct connection between your hand and your brain. And certainly ceramics is that way as well. You're working with clay in your hand, but there is a lot of forward planning. You know, you have to think around to the end product because you have to think of the firing, you have to think of the glazing. So the two together is this really wonderful combination. And the exhibition is titled Odysseus and Penelope, The Long Journey. And it's a retelling of, or re-looking at, and a reimagining of Odysseus's wife Penelope. And in that story, Penelope in history has been painted as this faithful wife. She waits for 20 years. Odysseus and Penelope get married. She's a young mother. She has a son with Odysseus, and then he leaves right away as soon as the infant is born and goes off to his journey. And we follow his journey. We don't follow Penelope's. We catch up with her 20 years later when he finally makes his way home. Well, I think it's a wonderful opportunity to look at that character and say, okay, wait a second. Let's flip this a little bit. And I think I'm really interested to see how she's doing that with ceramics and illustration. And then in the corridor gallery, I think this exhibition pairing is really smart. It's Sue Rauschenfels, and her exhibition title is Sisterhood. And Sue is a local artist working in watercolor and acrylic. She builds these amazing forms and shapes. She really brings in the natural landscape and surroundings, but also really has an understanding of people within those surroundings and the relationships between people, as well as the relationship between colors, line, and shape. So I think the two will pair incredibly nicely together. And then there is also some outdoor opportunities to see art. The Saltless Sea Cinema is a project that Alan Killian Moore has been doing, and it's very much, you know, when we think of cinema, I think that, and I think particularly Killian Moore's work, it is on the edge of the visual arts and the and film arts. You know, it really, he is able to understand that both are a visual medium, and one incorporates time. And he's able to bring in a lot of voices that are really fascinating. He's doing a special quarantine edition of the Saltless Sea Cinema. He used to regularly curate a almost monthly exhibition at the cinema, but this one is going to be available to see online. And I think he's also doing some outdoor events as well, but the online version of the Saltless Sea Cinema is available, and I will send you that link to see those. He's going to feature work by Nick Nurburn, who is who used to live in Duluth, now lives down in the Twin Cities, and quite a few others. And I think that it's looking at solidarity with other people quarantined or staying at home. So workers on strike, workers at front lines during the COVID pandemic, artists who are struggling and figuring out what to do in their new reality. So it's a wonderful selection of moving images to enjoy as well. So that is our week in art, Lisa. It's a wonderful one.
It sounds fantastic, as usual, even with a pandemic. There is art aplenty, and of course, folks in a smaller town, they know each other, they're concerned about keeping one another safe, and so they're taking the appropriate precautions, and it's not this, perhaps the same daunting task that it might be, you know, how do you figure out how to keep the Museum of Modern Art in New York City, you know, visitable for thousands of people a day. So just another fabulous, just another fabulous reason to live here in the Northland. Annie, thanks a bunch. Let's do this again next week, shall we?
It's a date, Lisa.
All right. Sounds great. Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays right here on 103.3 KUMD.